For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
high-level conversation.
Another is on the crypto side of things. I built an app called Key Genie for the KeyGen. It was Key Generator, but it generates cold keys that don't get stored, right? So MetaMask, all of these. What would you call Meta? MetaMask. They're not a wallet themselves. They're like a protocol.
It's a wallet.
Okay, yeah. So
it's a wallet. I think they got a token now.
Right.
Like, coming out with one, but it's a wallet.
Yeah, so okay. Point being though, for them to store your keys, they have to have your information. You know what I mean? So like you can go in there and you can type your password. Let's say my password is Solar or whatever. And what that does is they'll take my username. They'll make sure the my password matches, and then they'll query their own database for my private key. But point being is my private key has to be in their database for them to connect my fake password to that password. And then it triggers it. So, meaning most people don't even know their private key, but it's MetaMask does. So anybody who can attack their system or can segue into that can see all of the information. So I use my own keys, and I log in manually every time. A few of those, but other than that, it's nothing that you can really protect. You know what I mean? Like you said, the biggest vulnerabilities we expose ourselves to by signing up to applications and stuff like that. In the financial sector, I think. So here's another thing. You know how they say don't click on weird links and stuff like that, emails, whether it's in a text message. That's because when I build a program, I can make any button do anything. That's the difference between the front-end development and the back-end development. The front-end development is how it looks. It's a button, but on the back-end, I'm building an algorithm that says this button does this. Now I can make a button look like it says apply now, or join, or sign up to something, or just click this link. But really what it's doing is it's triggering another function, right? The reason hackers work like that is this link is on your computer. When you click it, you're giving me permission. But that algorithm can be saying, oh, open up root folder, open up this file, or extract information from here, XYZ. So it's the most blatantly obvious, but I still encounter people who click on these random links. I still get DMs from people on Instagram who were hacked, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I didn't know people still click on those links. But those are the most prominent.
So those are like phishing attacks.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Those are very prominent in the crypto world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those phishing attacks where they create the sites. A lot of times you can just look at the email and see there's some fake. They got some generic email. I was like, what the hell is this? It's not from the actual site.
Yeah.
But it's like it's getting increasingly more dangerous every single day. Especially with new technology, you're ignorant to things. And the horror stories don't get out, so you don't think about protecting yourself. You're kind of naive, right? And just not only that, I mean, like I said, it's a dangerous world.
You know
what I mean? So we go out and we do a lot of things. We use technology for so many different things,
Everything. Right?
I would just say number one, sensitive information. And it's hard to say don't store it on the phone because that's kind of what we got the phone for in the first place. But, it's like there's no such thing as like safety when it comes to technology, right?
Security is mortal's worst enemy. That's what Shakespeare said. You're never safe.
John McAfee used to talk about how, it's very easy to hack into an iPhone, right? And, of course, they have, they work with, any agency that they want to be able to hack into any phone in case that they need to get and extract whatever information off of it at any point in time.
Yeah.
So, writing stuff down is still key. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people use Faraday technique, mm-hmm. right, where, you know, you basically create this box to where no signals can come in or out, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, they have those things that they sell that you can put your phone in if you want to, right, to kind of, like, go off grid if that's something that you wanted to do. But it's like in an increasing technological world, these are the things you have to think about the most, mm-hmm. right? We encounter people all the time who have skill sets that you may not realize, right? And unless you're thinking about these things, then you don't have any protection at all. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes for everybody,
In
every single person in the world. More things are on servers than any other point in time in history, right? And then there are some creative techniques that we don't even know to foresee, mm-hmm. right? And that goes to the point of, you know, just try to limit as much as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that you put on the phones, the things that you send, you know, sending people pictures is said to be a no-no because there's metadata within that.
All your location
is in that. Yeah. And there's sites that they can upload that picture, get all of that information.
See when it was taken, where.
So it's these are practices of safety. And I definitely want to come back again and have a longer conversation about this because I think it really deserves its own conversation.
The AI, right?
We
100%. Man.
Because, 100%. I mean, there's people out here that may not realize, like, this is how a person found me. This is how a person stalked me. This is how a person got me. And you might not be thinking about the tech side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or you might not be thinking about that Wi-Fi that you tapped in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right? Free Wi-Fi, never free. I guess that's kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
Your phone tries to tell you sometime, like, nope, don't log into no Wi-Fi in this area because I can't protect you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's set up with these alerts for a reason, mm-hmm. yeah. because it's very real. There's a whole dark world beyond the world that you see, mm-hmm. right? In every technology, in every case, there's always a world that's veiled, mm-hmm. right? And that world is where one that you're the most unprotected.
Right.
It's the most unsuspecting world ever, right?
Well, the last 30 years, you know, the gap between what programmers knew and the general public who relied on the internet every day was just so huge. I'd say until the social media booms, I'd say people really didn't care about what a programmer could do. You know what I mean? It took those Facebooks and these tech giants, these Amazons kind of to come through for people like, wait, coding, you know? So, but prior to that, the people who were developing these systems, we call them black hat and white hat hackers, you know, the white hat, they're good guys. They're people who know how to hack and they build systems for prevention. But for the longest time, that war was going on forever because let's say I wanted to exploit a system because it benefited me. But at some point, I wanted to build, you know, I level up, I build my own company, and now I have to kind of protect against the systems that I used to use. But now that there's a greater social awareness of technology and how these softwares are working, there's a lot more white hackers and people doing a lot more to make sure that you can't really use the same brute force coding techniques, blockchain being one of them. With its vulnerabilities, it's impenetrable if everything was cold wallet. You know what I mean? If we all remembered our private and public keys. But for the longest time, the biggest villains were usually the same people working at the companies. You know what I mean? If I design something for a bank and I notice that the whole bank has no idea about these systems, because most of the time when I'm talking to people, they have no idea what's going on. I spend more time educating clients than I feel like I do working on the projects for them. So when you look at the history of these people who are doing crazy time for hacking and which usually the FBI will come get you and try to hire you because the hackers were so far ahead of the government. They didn't know how to deal with it. But yeah, like I said, it was usually employees of these huge companies, the same people building the systems for them, who would later either turn around and try to extort them, or they would leave some vulnerabilities or backdoors in there so that they can exploit later and just funnel money to themselves.
Mm. That's deep. Oh, man. So, people, protect yourself out there. Man, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on High Level Conversations. Hey, we definitely got more conversations to have.
I'm blessed to be here, brother.
We are living in the evolution of the digital world. There are a lot of things that we should think about as the world continues to advance and the world continues to move, right? Questions that we may don't feel like we have the time to pose. Conversations that we probably won't have in our household is why we're having them here. Because the very nature of reality depends on it. The very nature of reality is being decided by people who do have these conversations, right? I can think of a million ways to implement AI within your business, to consult you about it, to come up with creative ideas. But that's because I spend the time thinking about it, right? The average person doesn't spend the time thinking about how do I control my future? What impact can I have on it? What influence can I have on it? I'm always thinking like that, right? And that's why I'm always studying these subjects, and that's why I like bringing them to the forefront. These things will affect all communities. It's going to affect you whether you think about it or whether you don't think about it, right? But you realizing the power that you have to adjust reality by just thinking about it, by adding into the conversation. How can you vote for something that you're ignorant of? So this is why certain regulation has to be left up to the people who actually think about the problem, right? Because everybody else, they're part of the problem because they're ignorant of it. So they would allow it to continue to go until it becomes so unimaginable or unmanageable, right, that the problem, right, is unimaginable. So here we are at this frontier, right, of educating each other. Educate yourself on AI. Put in the 10,000 hours, right? If you want to tap in with us, of course, we have education that you can tap in. You can learn, whether it's through the workshops, whether you learn to implement AI within your business, whether you do media, whether you need it through emails, whether you need it to create more efficiency, whether you're doing images, video, music, right? Whether you're writing, speeches, whatever it may be, right? This technology can be used, and now you have a resource. Right, so make sure you come tap in, but make sure at the same time have these conversations, think about the future, have control over it, and stay high level. I'm 19 Keys. Keep yourself safe. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, family. If you want to see us at the highest level, if you want to see us at the top of the podcast charts, this is the way you can help, not just with your views and your attention. First of all, I want to thank you for being here, listening, watching, sharing. But we also need you to comment. This is how support looks like. I need you to comment the best thing you liked about the episode or the worst thing. It's up to you. Whatever you would like to share. Then I need you to go and put in them 5 stars. Go to Apple's, go to Spotify's, go everywhere. And I need to see them testimonials. And I need you to go on Apple and Spotify and download and subscribe. The more downloads we get, the better we're able to do in business. And the more we can grow this high level media. Again, I want to thank you all for supporting. Thank you all for tapping in. If you want to book, the booking email is 19keys@19keys.com. Tap in.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.